Okay, guys, we're back again with the Great Debates. And I want to remind you before we get started that you can email us at greatdebates69@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at greatdebates69. And when you look us up on email and you send us an email, when you tweet at us, what we want you to do is, first of all, comment on the quality of our podcast. We also want you to vote on who you think won the debate that you've listened to. And we'll announce those results later on in a future episode. Before we start today, I wanted to throw out a word of warning, which is some listeners might find the material debated today to be a little bit disturbing. Okay, without further ado, I'll announce the topic. It's okay to have a threesome with twins. It's okay to have a threesome with twins.
All right, Keely.
Which side? Like, I feel like my role in the Great Debates, as listeners know, is usually to take the positive, sort of life-affirming side.
Right.
But I also think, like, there's a contrarianness to this that, you know, like, I often sort of argue the, like, traditional views
of
society.
And I usually take the contrarian
thing. So, in the incest kind of issue, I feel like
Wait,
I'm open to taking...
Okay, well, before we do, let's make sure, I think it'll help if we... Because we're hearing this basically, we're hearing this for the first time, and I love this.
Oh, but I should tell the listeners the context. I was at a wedding, and there were two super hot twins there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and like the idea occurred to me.
So the idea is, let's just to be clear, we're talking about, it's resolved, it's okay to have a threesome with twins. We're saying it's okay for a man to have a sexual...
A woman, whatever.
Okay, but we're saying... The twins are of the same gender? I guess it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Right.
These are all sides of the issue. But we're arguing for the... on the behalf of the listener, it is okay for you, the listener, to have a threesome where the two other people are brother and sister and sister to each other.
Yeah, I'll take the pro.
You'll take the pro.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. Do you want the pro?
Kind of, but I'm happy to take the negative.
The pro is the sexier argument, so to speak.
Yeah. But that's fine. I'll be the prude.
Yeah, it's interesting. Because I think that this is a case of it's clearly not okay. But I want to argue that it's okay.
I'm prepared. I think I'll win arguing that.
Okay. All right.
So opening statements, affirmative.
So I get to go first this time.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay to have a threesome with twins. Whew. Okay. Here's why it's okay to have a threesome with twins. Sex is a great thing. No one knows each other better than twins, right? Twins are best friends from birth, or not, but they know each other very well. I think we need to have some caveats here. It has to be 100% consensual, obviously, that should go without saying. And here's why it's okay. You can have a threesome with minimal contact between the twins. You can have a threesome wherein... The participation, the incestual element is minimized. I don't have to tell you about all the sexual positions that are possible. Maybe I do. I don't know what you do in the bedroom. I only know a little bit about what you do.
I mean, it can't hurt if you throw out like some odd sexual positions that our listeners maybe could have, you know, just a little something they picked up today, and then when they go home to their partner, they could be like, oh, I heard about this on the Great Debates. So I would say, why don't you say a sexual position that maybe is not obvious?
Like from behind.
Okay, sorry. I interrupted your statement.
No,
it's not free skate yet.
I mean, I think my basic point is that if the twins are okay with it, and the twins are not turned on by the incestual element of it, then what's the harm? Live your life. Fuck two twins. That's my opening statement.
Okay, well, you had a pretty big caveat in there, which is if the twins are not turned on by the incestual element, which, that's going to be... The transgressiveness of this is going
to
be part of it.
I'm sorry to interrupt your opening statement, but part of your argument is doy?
Yeah, okay. Throwing the doy in there. So I'm going to say that, like, I'm with you. I'm all for sex, and I'm pro-sex. I want to be on the record about
that. It's very big of you.
And, you know... threesome, whatever you want to do that. You know, basically, I would say my basic view is that consensual sex is fine. But here's the thing. There's something that almost every society in the world, I think probably every society in the world has agreed is off limits, and that's incest. that is like a brother and sister having sex, you know, within the family having the immediate nuclear family having sex is wrong. And everybody agrees on that. You know, whatever you look to as the foundation of morality, whether it's like biology or just creepiness or it undermines society too much, whatever, on any of those measures, we've decided that sex within a nuclear family is fucked up and should be off limits. And so despite the famous Budweiser and twins ad, which would suggest we should talk about that ad a little bit. Like,
yeah, it's a little weird.
It was, you know, as mainstream as you can get, a Budweiser ad.
Yeah, there used to also be, I don't know if you remember, is it Free Skate Time?
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay, go ahead, finish up.
So I'm just going to say my argument is just that there has to be one thing that's off limits sexually, and that is incest, or kids, obviously, but we're not talking about kids. But incest has to be off limits sexually within a nuclear family. That's just something that I think every society in the world has agreed on for good reason. And so because of that, it is wrong to have sex with two twins because they're, even if they don't touch each other, if they're just in the room, they're in a sexual act together. And that has to be off limits.
A boring, repetitive, closed-minded argument, Healy. I want to paint a picture for you. First of all, let's be clear about what we're arguing. We're not arguing that it's always okay to have a threesome with twins. What we're arguing is that it's okay to have a threesome. So I want to paint a picture for you, which is that Steve Healy is lying on his back, mm-hmm. and on his face is one naked, gorgeous female twin.
I want the reader, if you don't know what I look like, you know, pause the podcast. If you're driving, pull over, get your phone out.
Great
look
idea.
Me up. There's pictures of me on the internet you can find of what I look like.
You're the Jewy-looking tall guy.
Yeah, and picture that sexually. I have a beard right now, so that's
right.
Part of the deal.
It's great.
Okay. I'm in great shape.
Is there a set of twins, like a famous set of pretty twins that we'd like the listener?
I don't know. Who is the most famous set of twins right now? The Williams sisters?
Well, the Olsen twins, maybe, I guess. That's kind of weird, right?
Yeah,
they're in a relationship.
Probably,
I'd hate to drag.
Like, just look up hot twins.
Okay. So picture.
Oh, by the way, if you want to do guys, I don't mind if you picture it being two guys.
Let's do guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's picture the. Do you know the guy? What are the brothers from.
Oh, the Winklevoss.
Oh, the Winklevoss is great. I was going to say the guys from Antiques Roadshow. Kinos, is that their name?
Well, look,
picture the Winklevoss twins.
Well, I'm just guessing most of our listeners are going to prefer. Well, look, if you're gay, picture the Winklevosses or the Antiques Roadshow.
No, picture. I don't care if you're straight or gay. You're going to picture Healy fucking two dudes at once.
All right.
Okay, I'm sorry to our listeners if this is too graphic. Here's what I want you to picture. Healy is on his back, and he has in his mouth one Winklevoss dick. And on his chest is a wall, if you will, a vertical wall.
This is the Chinese wall argument.
Yes,
yeah,
it's with a stomach-shaped cutout that allows Healy to be in two rooms at once.
Yeah.
And on the other side,
I should have thought you were going to come up with some kind of like wall chamber argument.
Yeah, well, yeah, you should have, and you didn't. That's why you're losing.
Well, let me ask you something, Dave. Why is it so important to create these separations? What's going on there? Why does your mind turn to that?
Healy,
it's because you know in your heart of hearts that it is very wrong.
Healy,
I'm going to
answer
twins.
That. Healy, that's a great question. And the answer is that I only have to prove that it's okay. And I'm saying Let me finish something. I think it's okay whether there's a wall or not.
Wall away.
Okay.
Listener, you can't have the listener doesn't get a wall.
Healy, done. Take the wall away, and the Winklevoss twins are facing away from each other.
Okay.
Your tongue is deep up one Winklevoss asshole, and your dick is 3.5 inches deep, and the other guy's.
I do want to say, I think this is a family friendly podcast.
I really don't think that's the case.
There are kids that listen to this.
Well, kids should know what gay sex is like. I think that's okay.
Well, that's a different debate.
Well,
kids should know what gay sex is like.
I think that you're...
you take the affirmative.
Your prudishness, I think, is... I think that you're wrong in saying that people shouldn't be allowed to visualize this. Even children. This is what the act
I'm
of sex
saying
is.
Maybe the visualization doesn't need to be as guided as you're making it.
There's a thing called analingus that gay men perform sometimes. And in this hypothetical, Healy is performing analingus on one of the supposed founders of Facebook, one of the Winklevoss twins. And his because gay men enjoy anal sex as well, his penis is in the other Winklevoss twins' butthole, anus,
so
rectum.
The Winklevoss twins are back-to-back?
Yeah.
They're facing each other?
They're back-to-back, or they're facing each other.
Okay.
And you're having the time of your life.
I'm having a ball.
You're on the third floor of the Porcellian, and you
right.
couldn't be happier.
But now we're talking about two brothers.
Yes.
That are in a sex act with each other.
Yeah.
That's, don't you think that's a little bit fucked up?
They're not in a sex act with each other.
Sure they
They're
are.
They're both in a sex act with you.
What if I die in the sex act?
I gotta say also.
Does it become wrong at that point?
Yeah, I don't think you should have sex with a dead body.
Okay, but does it become wrong as incest? Oh, why don't
no.
you wait, why don't you think you shouldn't have sex with a dead body?
Well, I think it's, I don't think it's like,
what are your rules
respectful to the family of the person who died?
What if the person
it's not consensual?
What
it's
if the person right before they die writes a note? You can have sex with my dead body.
Then I'm okay with
notarized.
That's fine with me.
That's fine.
It has to be notarized, though.
Okay. So I mean,
you have no argument. I'm realizing now you have no argument. I feel almost bad that I took the positive here. There's if two guys want to have sex with the same third guy. What's the harm in that? Two brothers, I mean. They've seen each other's dicks before. They've grown up sharing every intimate secret about their sex life. What's the I mean, is it wrong for two? Is it wrong for three friends to have a threesome? Some friends live just as intimately as two brothers do. In fact, in the case of the gay threesome, the reason we don't, by the way, the reason that there's a taboo on incest, one of the reasons, is because incest is dangerous for in a genetic sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That risk is.
Well, I think also like in a psychological sense, in a societal sense, it's just.
I agree with you. It's unhealthy to be attracted to. That's fine.
It's just messing around too much.
But if two people want to consensually engage in something which does not harm, or three people, I should say, they're not going to touch each other. There isn't, I think really what it boils down to is this threesome incest? And I say, no, it's not.
Okay,
I'm
going to do my closing argument.
Great.
Are we done with free skate?
Yes.
I think that this may not be, this is a little different from most of our debates in that you're right. I don't think I can really offer a strong intellectual case on it.
I got to stop you because at the beginning you said you were going to win this. You had absolutely.
Yeah, I think I'm going to win. Definitely.
Okay.
But I just don't. I just don't think it's going to be like one on like adding up intellectual points. It's going to be one just like this. Listener, go into your heart. Does it seem wrong to you for a brother and sister to have sex? If it's yes, then it's not okay to have sex with twins.
That's your closing argument?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're asking the wrong question. The question isn't, is it okay for a brother and sister to have sex?
No.
You
have to be okay with that if you can be okay with twins having a threesome.
I totally, totally 100% disagree.
No.
Because we're not excuse me, this is my closing statement. This isn't free skate. There is a huge difference between a brother and sister having sex and two brothers or two sisters or even a brother and sister having sex with a third person. They're not engaging in any, they don't have to engage in any sexual activity between each other. They're free to please themselves and the third person, in this case Steve Healy, in any way that they see fit. Everyone's having a good time. If anyone can set clear boundaries and guidelines, it's twins. And therefore, it's okay to have a threesome.
The number of rules and restrictions you put on this threesome is telling, because you're obvious. It's not just like free for all.
Healy,
even in your world, like the twins can't touch each other.
Healy, would you say the same thing about a sonnet? Would you say the same things about baseball? Too many rules and restrictions. Email greatdebate69@gmail.com or tweet at us at greatdebate69. Thanks for listening.